Welcome back on the pregame show, getting you all set. Space Cowboys and Isotopes, game number two tonight. And we're joined by the manager, Mickey Story, who last night picked up his 400th career win. Mick, I saw after the game last night, a couple of handshakes. Cesar Salazar gave you the baseball after it was over. We knew you were on 399 heading into the weekend. So was there anything else, or what was that like for you when, you know, the last out's recorded in a relatively easy game? But it means something, right?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. You play to win the game, you know, and it's not something that's overly thought about or spoke of in the minor leagues. But this is our big leagues until we're in the big leagues. You know, whether you're a player or a coach, you got to take it serious, and you strive to be the best you can be. So, you know, the longevity and the opportunities I've had with this organization to have, you know, some really good teams and have some really good seasons, everything was a testament to the players. You know, the players, I couldn't do it without them. You know, the wins go on my record, but it's all about the players. I've had really good teams, been fortunate enough to build really good relationships, and the fact that they were aware of it and, you know, recognized me after the game for it, that's not something that I thought anyone was tracking other than myself. But the fact that, you know, they you know, had me make a speech and congratulated me after the game, it's a testament to, you know, they're recognizing me doing what I do for them.
Well, we sat and chatted a little bit earlier this year about your first managerial win and everything like that, but something I haven't asked you about before is how you actually got into managing and what the process was, and when did you know that you wanted to be a manager as your next step in your baseball career?
So honestly, I kind of knew it all along. I didn't know how it would kind of unfold or roll out. Obviously, you plan on playing as long as you can. And, you know, I wanted to play as long as I could. And, you know, obviously got cut short. But I wanted to get right in. So when I got right in, I kind of was just dipping my toe in every department. And I was fortunate enough to be on staff as a fourth coach with Omar Lopez, a big league bench coach currently. And just after, you know, short time, he was like, hey, you could definitely manage the way you talk to the players, communication, your attention to detail, you're organized, you have a lot of qualities that could, you know, push you in that direction. And when he mentioned it, I was kind of like, wow, kind of thinking the same thing. So let me see if I can go for this. You know, fast forward, going into my first off season of coaching, they offered me to manage a job in low A. And obviously the rest is, you know, somewhat history, but it was something that, you know, I had kind of known I wanted to do, but I just wasn't sure going right into it. You know, obviously being a former pitcher, everyone just assumes pitching coach, but I kind of wanted to shoot for more. I wanted to be a little bit more a part of the whole operation and be able to put my stamp on more than just the pitchers, kind of just as many guys as possible, share my experience, my, you know, my knowledge, and kind of, you know, school them through the process, because I had been through pretty much everything you could as a player, so I had a really good feel for that sort of thing.
I know there's a lot of responsibilities for a manager, but if someone says your favorite part of managing, what would you say is your favorite part of being a manager?
Being the guy, being the head guy, being the one that everyone turns to, you know, being the one who sets the tone, being the one who knows how to, you know, make the right move at the right time, you know, when things aren't good, knowing that the guys are looking for you to weather the storm, being that constant rock, you know, setting the structure. I mean, so many things. I mean, I love it, to be honest. Like, there's so many things about it I love, but, you know, kind of just being the guy that they can rely on at all times. You know, who do you need, you know, when you're going through something on the field, off the field, you know, when players come and go, keeping in touch, the communication piece, you know, just being Mr. Reliable for the players. You know, it's what it's all about.
This season, there haven't been too many lows so far. We're over halfway through the first half at this point, and you guys still have the best record in the Pacific Coast League. I know we've talked about the clubhouse cohesion, and I know that as a manager, there's so much that you do, but there's also a lot of that that goes to the players. So what has stood out uniquely about this crew that has given such a good clubhouse feel? And even with a lot of roster churn, it's kept the same environment.
Yeah, so that's something I learned in my years of managing, that early on I thought I could kind of dictate, you know, the culture of the team and make us be whatever I wanted us to be. And then the more I did this, the more I realized that, especially at the upper levels, you need the players to do their part also. You know, whether I coordinate those things behind the scenes or not, no one will know, but you know, this team has a really good thing going with some guys that I, you know, p- picked out that I think could be leaders, and they're running with it. You know what I mean? And they know when to call a team meeting. They know when to celebrate. You know, we're putting an emphasis on being present. You know, everyone here wants to be in the big leagues. That's not a secret. But we're here. So we have to be present, and we have to do what we can while we can. And this team's done a phenomenal job of that, winning one day at a time, you know, enjoying it. A lot of us here last year, that was our first taste of a losing season. And we know what it felt like, and we don't like it. We didn't like it at all. So going into this with a lot of guys coming back, it was an emphasis for myself and them that we were going to do a better job of controlling that. You know, whether we perform on the field or not, we are going to, you know, put emphasis on winning ball games, and we're going to celebrate those wins. And that's been a big part of the cohesiveness and the culture created. And it's like when you get off to a bad start, it's tough to get out of it. When you get off to a good start, it finds a way to continue to roll. And that's kind of where we are right now.
I just want to ask about one player. We've talked about, you know, Pedro León and Jesus Bastidas and some of the pitchers, but Cesar Salazar seems like he's one of those guys who's been a rock this season. He's having probably the best offensive years of his career, and he seems like he's really taken a step in this clubhouse. What has Cesar done in your eyes that he's been so successful this year?
Cesar's a guy I've known since we drafted him. I had him his first year in low A, and he's always been that smart catcher, you know, potential coach down the road after a career. He's been around long enough to be a leader, you know what I mean? And he's having a really good season. He's made great strides offensively. He got an opportunity to be in the big leagues last year, so he got a taste of that. He got to see what that's like. He had to be a part of a winning team up there, come down and be with us, see how we were struggling. And he's somebody that I've had a really good relationship with for years. So he's one that I leaned on right away. Hey, you know, we're not going to do what we did last year. We're going to set the tone. We're going to cherish every victory. We're going to strive to win a lot of ball games, and we're going to have a good time doing it. And he has embraced the role, and he's thriving in it. He's having a great season on the field, and he's even better in the clubhouse. It's been phenomenal for Cesar.
Well, this has been a phenomenal year so far. Mickey, congratulations on 400 wins. I hope you got to enjoy it a little bit. And here's hoping for many more this season. Thanks for a couple of minutes today.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Mickey Story, the manager of the Space Cowboys. When we come back, line up some first pitch on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.